Now, having obtained the control parameterization, we can plug in this control parameterization into the closed-loop transfer function and then find the total transfer matrix from W to Z. It turns out the closed-loop transfer matrix is a affine function of the free parameter Q. Now, this parameterization or this closed-loop transformation formula is very useful because as we have shown that most control problem can be posed in a linear fraction transformation form. So in other words, as long as we choose suitably the G realization, all the problems can be written in this form. Then the minimization problem becomes a convex, infinite dimensional convex optimization problem. So it's much easier to solve than the original problem that minimized over the stabilizing control K. In fact, this is how the H-infinity problem was first solved, where we started with the control optimization, then we converted the problem into a affine problem like this, then we minimized them over stable transfer matrix Q. Then after that, we plug in the Q back and find the final controller. So this kind of representation is in fact very useful. We can see that the state realization of the matrix T can be easily calculated once you have fix the F and the L matrices. And it's also easy to see that T22 equal to 0, and that's why it becomes an affine function.